are the jobs coming from?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and here is a word we'll definitely hear tonight when President Obama delivers his State of the Union address. Jobs. How many have been created, and how will the president add more of them in his second term? But if you look back at President Obama's first term, where have the jobs actually come from? Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Over the course of the last 4 years, the U.S. lost 4 million jobs and then created more than 5 million. Net gain, 1.2 million. The education and healthcare fields created a lot of those jobs. Why? Well, we're getting older and trying to get wiser, but it's also hard to replace workers with technology in those fields, says economist Ronnie Chatterjee at Duke University.
Education and healthcare are two sectors where location really matters. The bedside manner of a physician, for example, or a teacher being in the same classroom as a student.
Of course, the housing market plummeted, as did jobs related to it. But that's turning up. Kenneth Goldstein at the Conference Board, a business research group, sees in the next 4 years,
the return to job growth in manufacturing, in construction, perhaps also in the public sector.
Of course, the jobless rate remains stubbornly high at 7.9%. You could blame the president or credit him for jobs created, or neither. Goldstein says in large part, market demand creates jobs. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.